Maseches Trumas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah listed five people that cannot take off Truma, one of which is a Chirish, a deaf mute, and one of which is a Katan, a minor, under Bar Bas Mitzvah. The next two Mishnahs discuss these two people. Mishnah Beis, Chirish Hamadaber Ve'ena Shemea Lo Yitrim Vimtarim Trumas Yitruma. A Chirish, a deaf person who is Medaber, he is able to speak Ve'ena Shemea, but he can't hear. Lo Yitrim, he shouldn't take off Truma L'chachila V'imtaram, but if he did do it B'diavit, Trumasi Truma, his Truma does work. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed a Chirish who was a deaf and a mute. Here, this fellow is just deaf, but he's able to speak. So then, L'chachila, he should still not take off Truma, but if he did it, it does work. The Rav explains why L'chachila not, because when making brachas, a person is supposed to be able to hear the words that he speaks, and a bracha is said at the time of separating Truma. And this person who cannot hear, he won't be able to hear the bracha that he's making. So therefore, this is a technical problem. It's not an actual problem in the actual separation of the Truma. He is considered a ben das to separate the Truma, but technically, he shouldn't be the one to make the bracha because he can't hear himself make the bracha. But b'diavad, if he went ahead and did it already, the Truma counts. The Mishnah now clarifies, in general, when Chazal referred to a Chirish, and they don't specify what type of Chirish they're talking about, it's talking about one, she'ena lo shemea v'lo medaber, it's one who neither cannot hear nor he cannot speak, and that's explaining that the previous Mishnah that just said Chirish without any explanation was talking about a deaf mute. But when the Mishnah specify, like in the beginning of this Mishnah, Chirish ha-medaber v'ena shemea, then it's coming to tell you otherwise. But in general, when there's no specification, it always means Ena Shemea Ena Medaber, deaf and mute. The Mishnah Gimel Katan, we mentioned previously in the first Mishnah that a Katan, a minor, is not able to separate Truma. The Mishnah over here lists two other opinions that argue on the first Mishnah. Katan Shalai Hevishtei Saris, a Katan that did not and has not yet grown two pubic hairs. The shear to become bar mitzvah is shtei saris, two hairs, along with the age of 13 for a boy or 12 for a girl. So this is a katan who has not reached that stage. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymar, Chumasi Truma. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that his truma is valid. And even as a katan, the Mefarshim say this is only as long as he reaches the age of chinuch. So he has to be several years, but once he's that age, so then as a katan, he can still separate truma. Rabbi Yasi says this is a third opinion. Im ad shalai bal einus nedarim, if he has not yet reached the age of nedarim, of vows, of making another, so he's less than that age, then ein truma in truma, his truma doesn't work. Now the age for nedarim is 1 year before bar bas mitzvah, so 12 for a boy and 11 for a girl. And if he's less than that, then the truma doesn't work. But once he reaches the age of that he's able to make nedarim, then his truma works. So a year before bar mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yasi, he's able to separate truma. Whereas the Tana in the first Mishnah held that any katan is not able to separate truma, even if he's able to make nedarim a year before his bar mitzvah, still can't work for truma. So there's three opinions. The first opinion in Mishnah Aleph is no katan whatsoever. The Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is any katan as long as he's above the age of chinuch, and Rabbi Yasi holds that only once he reaches einus nedarim a year before bar mitzvah, then he can separate truma.